with SR News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel has been quite victorious over Hamas in the Gaza Strip, but still making some airstrikes to try and wipe out some of those Hamas pockets. They continue to hold a number of hostages and have not released all the people taken in October 7th of 2023. Correspondent Charles E. Ledesma has an update on the fighting.
The attack follows days of Israeli strikes that have killed at least 100 people. Israel said on Friday it had begun a ground activity in northern Gaza to expand its security zone, and the IDF released a video showing soldiers firing from behind trenches. The UN Humanitarian Office says about 280,000 Palestinians have been displaced since Israel ended the ceasefire with Hamas last month.
That is Charles D. Ledesma reporting. Israeli journalist Haviv Rettiger tells the Salem Radio Network that the Biden White House offered a lot of poor direction on the war against Hamas, probably due to a poor understanding of the battlefield.
With the kinds of statements they made about Rafah, about Gaza, it always seemed as though on one wall in the National Security Council briefing room they have a map of Ukraine, and on another they have a map of Gaza, and the maps are the same size, so they kind of assumed Gaza is this enormous place.
Harvard, the latest target in the Trump administration's crackdown on anti-Semitism.
$9 billion in grants and contracts are being threatened unless Harvard agrees to a list of demands from the federal government. It's just one of several Ivy League schools feeling the heat. Columbia University was the first one targeted, and it agreed to several demands. The Trump administration also suspended about $175 million in federal funding for the University of Pennsylvania over a transgender swimmer. And Princeton University had dozens of its research grants halted by the administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. A small child has been suspended in England for being transphobic.
It sounds like a joke, but it's a true story. A little boy, aged 3 or 4, was kicked out of a nursery school for, quote, abuse against sexual orientation and gender identity. The Telegraph newspaper has been going over data from the United Kingdom's Department of Education, and it reports that about 100 students were suspended from British schools in the 2022-23 academic year for being transphobic, including the boy and 12 others in nursery or kindergarten. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Starting in May, Utah will ban the flying of gay pride flags at public schools and all government buildings. Any state or local government buildings will be fined $500 per day for flying any flag other than that of the United States, Utah's state flag, military flags, or a short list of others approved by lawmakers. Political flags supporting a number of causes will not be allowed. This is SRN News. Economist and author Stephen Moore says President Trump was right to put an end to collective bargaining for federal employees.
There's a reason why federal employees have benefits that are 30 to 40% higher than a comparably skilled private worker. The fact that their wages are higher than what private sector workers get is because nobody is looking out for the taxpayer at the negotiating table.
A Russian hockey player has tied an all-time record.
Alex Ovechkin has tied Wayne Gretzky's NHL goals record by scoring the 894th of his career. Ovechkin scored his second goal of the Washington Capitals' 5-3 win Friday against the Chicago Blackhawks with just under 14 minutes left in the third period. Earlier in the night, he got his 893rd to move one away from tying and two from breaking Gretzky's mark that long seemed unapproachable. Ron Taylor reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.